May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Sing to the Lord a new song. The beginning of our psalm today calls us to sing. Sing to the Lord. 15 of the psalms invite us to sing in their first verse. There is a rich tradition of singing as part of worship in Western Christianity that can be traced back and documented over 1,200 years. The Psalms, in fact, are songs from between 2,500 and 3,000 years ago. When I first experienced worship in an Episcopal church, I remember being so impressed with the robust congregational singing of both hymns and service music, especially when compared to singing in the worship tradition I had grown up in. Perhaps some of you had the same experience. Even throughout the past year, we managed to include singing unto the Lord in our Sunday worship, and many parishioners can be seen enthusiastically singing along on Zoom in what can be thought of as the liturgical version of singing in the shower. You can sing as loud as you want without anyone other than the Lord hearing you. In an unfortunate twist of circumstances, when we resume in-person worship in 2 weeks, we will not be singing, since singing is still considered a very effective method of spreading aerosol particles. In today's psalm, as well as Psalms 96 and 149, we are urged to sing to the Lord a new song. That's where things start to get a bit difficult. Our worship tends to be rooted in tradition. Our new Book of Common Prayer is over 40 years old, and I dare say there are some who would attend a service using the 1928 prayer book if given the opportunity. The same goes for music, perhaps more so. Singing is both a shared and at the same time a very personal experience. We are more likely to sing enthusiastically if we know the hymn. There are few occasions when the congregation sings as loudly as it does on Christmas Eve. Familiar hymns tend to invite more participation. But a new song? Among church musicians, it is virtually dogmatic that the most efficient way to quiet a congregation is to introduce a new hymn. How then will we sing a new song? Just what is a new song? Is it something on the current top 40 chart? Something written by Bach 300 years ago probably qualifies as new when compared to a psalm from 3,000 years ago. There is also the school of thought that because music only exists while it is performed and heard, every song is new each time it is sung. Every song is new each time it is sung. In the context of our readings for today, it occurred to me that love is our new song. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. We've heard this before, two chapters earlier in John's Gospel, which we hear on Maundy Thursday. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. What's so new about a commandment to love? Both the Gospels of Mark and Matthew recount Jesus' answer to the question, what is the greatest commandment? The Matthew version is used at the beginning of Rite 1 Eucharist. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, actually appears in Leviticus. So how is it new? In today's reading, we are not just being asked to love each other as ourselves, but rather to love each other as God loves. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. To love each other as God loves us is a new standard and seems impossible to meet. And indeed, it is impossible without God's love and grace. How can we make love our new song? By each and every one of us making love real every day. Much has been written and preached about the three Greek words for love and how the word used most frequently in the New Testament and in today's gospel passage is agape. Many have tried to accurately translate and define agape: empathetic love, universal love, unconditional love, selfless love. Paul gives us perhaps the most well-known description of agape in his first letter to the Corinthians. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Jesus tells the disciples to love as he has loved them. In the Incarnation, we have a very concrete example of God's love. God becomes human. God walks in our shoes. Jesus shares in all our human joys. He shares in all our human pains, and even shares in our human death. It is relatively easy to love those who you know, who you come in contact with regularly, family, friends, colleagues, classmates. It is much easier to show love to those we know than it is to show love to strangers, to the homeless, to the sick, to the hungry, to the refugee, to the oppressed. But that is the example and the standard that Christ gives us, that we love one another, those we break bread with, and the stranger, and the homeless, and the hungry, the sick, the refugee, and the oppressed, to walk in their shoes, to share their joys and pains. That we love one another as he has loved us. Bishop Curry, in his book Love is the Way, reminds us that love is a verb. It's an action with force and follow-through. It's a firm commitment to act for the well-being of others. Paul tells us love never ends, but love isn't a one-and-done kind of thing either. It is constantly renewed each time someone acts in a way that benefits others without regard for self. So let us strive to put love into action so that, just like a song that becomes new again each time it is sung, each time we put love into action, it becomes our new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Amen.